Professor Trelawney looked thoroughly startled. "The Dark Lord? He who must not be named? My dear boy, that's hardly something to joke about. Rise again, indeed. But you just said it. You said the Dark Lord. I think you must have dozed off too, dear," said Professor Trelawney. "I would certainly not presume to predict anything quite as far-fetched as that." Harry climbed back down the ladder and the spiral staircase, wondering. Had he just heard Professor Trelawney make a real prediction? Or had that been her idea of an impressive end to the test? 5 minutes later, he was dashing past the security trolls outside the entrance to Gryffindor Tower, Professor Trelawney's words still resounding in his head. People were striding past him in the opposite direction, laughing and joking, heading for the grounds and a bit of long-awaited freedom. By the time he had reached the portrait hole and entered the common room, it was almost deserted. Over in a corner, however, sat Ron and Hermione. "Professor Trelawney," Harry panted, "just told me—" But he stopped abruptly at the sight of their faces. "Buckbeak lost," said Ron weakly. "Hagrid's just sent this." Hagrid's note was dry this time. No tears had splattered it. Yet his hand seemed to have shaken so much as he wrote that it was hardly legible. "Lost appeal. They're going to execute at sunset. Nothing you can do. Don't come down. I don't want you to see it. Hagrid."